Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. Or you can use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. Many times you'll sound a bit better if you use Skype. My name's Mark.
And my name's Christopher Cantwell.
From ChristopherCantwell.com, the now legendary blog, after your video of you pulling a gun to defend yourself on the streets of Keene has gone viral today. I mean, any video that isn't sort of sappy, funny, or, cartoony that gets 500,000 views, I think is fair to call viral.
Oh, yeah, certainly. I mean, it got picked up by NH1, I'm in the mainstream news locally in New Hampshire, so... It's definitely gotten around. I was in the NH1. I was in the Union Leader. I'm surprised the Keene Sentinel hasn't gotten in touch with me. I don't think those people like me very much.
Not a surprise. It's a long list, Chris. Let's go to Mike calling in from my hometown. Mike calling from Bradenton, Florida.
Yeah. I wanted to talk about the caller. It's going to go into the Coast Guard and is looking for a way to get money for college.
Yeah, we talked to him last night and I think a couple of nights before that.
Yeah. Well, basically, I think he said he wanted to go into political science as a major. I would highly, strongly recommend doing that. That's what I majored in, and I'm not working in politics.
What bar are you working at?
I'm not working at a bar. I work on the railroad, which has nothing to do with politics. But
the railroad?
Yes. Huh. kind of a different career path.
There aren't many railroads going through Bradenton. I guess the railroad going from Tropicana north.
No, I don't work locally. I work out west and in the Midwest, and I just spend my off weeks in Florida.
Gotcha.
So I'm a transplant. But... I wanted to say, too, Mark, you were a little bit, I want to correct you about, you're talking about internships with some different liberty organizations, and I ended up interning with the Koch brothers for the Koch Institute right out of college, and Basically, you said something about those groups that are looking for kids, you know, interested in that sort of thing. You need to really be a student to intern at a lot of those organizations you mentioned.
Okay.
So, I mean, I just wanted to say that if that's his goal, you know, you kind of need to be in school for that. They don't just take anybody that's not like a student. That's kind of out of their requirements. But I don't know. If you, like I said, if you don't go the political science route, it's pretty much a worthless degree. And you can work in politics without having that degree. A lot of the people that work on these campaigns and make some money don't even have degrees. And
And they're learning a heck of a lot more. I mean, you're talking about learning on-the-ground politics by working at these campaigns. I had a friend who moved up. He was just – I think he was a bartender and decided he moved up for the Free State Project, thought that was a good idea. He started working for some campaigns, and now he's a mover in that sphere. I remember sitting with him and chit-chatting. It hasn't been 8 years since that happened. And in the course of that amount of time, he's become – sought after in the political sphere. So, you know, it's basically just learning how to do it. This is sitting around political science.
Well,
I don't think achieves very much at all.
Well, you don't learn anything about actual campaigns, really, in those kind of classes anyways. You get a lot of left-wing propaganda stuff. And I mean, I agree with your take on college in general. It's pretty much not a good thing for most people. You know, probably 90% of people in college shouldn't be there. A few fields that you need to do it for. But, you know, my job on the railroad doesn't require me to have a degree. And if I would have done that right out of school, high school, I would be doing a lot better financially than I am now.
Political science 101 is what? Like, it's like how to offer people free stuff without scaring taxpayers or...
Yeah, it's just like your standard government class, and they go through the three branches of government, and, you know, they might have a couple campaign.
I think I did that in first grade.
Well, you probably learned some terms. You know, you got to know your terms.
Right, yeah. You get, 4 years that I did a lot of my credit hours. A lot of it was just I did internship credits with different campaigns and stuff like that. But I guess if you want an easy degree to get a bachelor's in, you know, political science is a
good option. Who wants that? What do you want to go and pay for a bachelor's for? If somebody please enlighten me on that.
Because you have these organizations and things that say some of these political groups that, you know, you mentioned that's what they want is they want people coming in to work for them in the think tank or whatever. You pretty much need a bachelor's degree to get hired in the think tank in D.C.
Do they offer any kind of scholarships for those kids?
Sure. Yeah, they do, for sure. It's real competitive. I mean, a lot of these liberty organizations that have sprung up in the last 5 to 10 years, out in D.C., that it's real competitive for these jobs. And they don't pay very much. I mean, I worked for FreedomWorks.
Nope, not bad.
First, when I got out of college, I was a videographer for a while, and I was paying $1,000 rent, renting out a two-bedroom with a third-bedroom den in Virginia, right across the border from D.C. This is a $2,400-a-month apartment. Well, anyways, you know, my first job was I was offered like $30,000 or $35,000 and to live in Washington, D.C. and pay $1,000 a month rent. I mean, it's crazy what a lot of these kids that got this political dream do. They go out there and they get these low-paying jobs. And, I mean, I just got burned out with it. But,
I'm
doing now.
I think that the whole political process in so many ways is intended to ferret out those people that, that in what their opinion don't have it. And by that, I mean people that basically have morals and spines and all these other things.
Right.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's appreciate just go it. Find all these people with no scruples at all who will just do ruthless, terrible things in order to gain us political power.
It seems like you have to be a very successful sociopath to reach national office in the United States.
Well, the good thing about that is the way that children are being brought up these days in the public schools is making more and more of those people, so thank you for that.
There you go. Let's go to Nathan calling in from Texas on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm if you want to call us there. And also our number is 855-450-FREE. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Cantwell, do you know that your banner on YouTube still has a-hole in the description?
I do. I have to remake that, but I'm not in too terrible of a hurry to get rid of every trace of it.
All right. I just thought I'd let you know.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So my topic was about Stefan Molyneux, and since both you guys listened to his show, I thought it'd be a good time to call in about it.
Well, I can't say I've listened to Stefan Molyneux's show in some time. It's just that I don't have the time to go. I listen to the competition and try to take ads. So if I'm listening to somebody, I'm listening to the radio with the express intent to listen for advertisers and swipe them. And Stefan Molyneux doesn't have any of those.
Right. And I'll tell you that I'm a few days behind, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, this is something that he's been talking about for a long time, but he's never really defined or given a name or been specific about. And it just hit me today exactly what it is that he believes. He believes the statement that you can't cheat an honest man. And I've come to this conclusion after listening to him talk about employment and relationship opportunities. And in both of those areas, employment and personal relationships, he puts forward the line that if you're honest, then you can't really be taken advantage of or scammed or cheated basically on a long-term basis. And, for an analogy, you might think of the bar scene on Better Call Saul where they're running the half-dollar Kennedy coin scam. The whole scam, like where there's a buyer and a seller and a mark, the whole scam relies on the mark being greedy. Like if the mark wasn't greedy
most
and
scams
trying to sort of
do.
Make it. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But greed is in and of itself inherently bad. Wishing to make money, like for instance, somebody who says, I have an investment scheme that will pay something like 10% a year, the way that Bernie Madoff did. So people that had their money invested with Bernie Madoff, they had no particular reason not to do that. Nathan, let me
stick around.
Yeah, I want to address this a bit more. 855-450-3733. Your thoughts? Can you cheat an honest man or woman? 855-450-3733. Username on Skype is lrn.fm. 855-453. Free Talk Live. There are two types of advertising. Pull advertising, like Google AdWords, where a consumer goes looking for widgets near them and you try to pull them in with your ad away from the other widget purveyors. Then there's push advertising, where you push your message out about your great widgets and attempt to convince people who weren't thinking about widgets at all that what they need in their life right now is your widget. Radio is push advertising. In the course of a week, there are probably over 250,000 good folks listening to Free Talk Live, and they could hear your message. We're having a sale right now, and it ends May 15th. 200 30-second ads for $1,997. That's like 10 bucks an ad. Find another show with that kind of rate with 150-plus stations. Email me, markedge@freetalklive.com, and I'll set you up. You don't need to have an ad. We'll produce it for you. Buy 200 30-second ads by May 15th and get them for less than $10 apiece. It's a big savings, and you don't want to miss it. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com, now.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you go online, you need protection. Because the fact is, your internet service provider is saving all your surfing history. Criminals are trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets see what you're doing online, get your banking information, steal your identity. Governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet, and all your metadata is being stored by the NSA.
Somebody might even leak your nude photos.
They might do just that. You can solve it with ProXPN. You download their app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, or even Linux, and you connect to the internet, and you're protected from all that stuff. No more prying, no more spying. One account works for all your devices. No need to have a separate account for each device. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL and use promo code FTL50. You'll get 50% off of an annual account. It's like $5 a month by using FTL50, and you'll get the savings for the lifetime of the account no matter which premium account you go with. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers all around the world to access, the ability to privately torrent. You can get past regionally blocked websites, and this is, and even the ones that, like, you know, at work and things like that. This is important. ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. You get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. ProXPN.com/FTL, coupon code, promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go back to Nathan. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
All right, so I was explaining about this revelation, or I guess insight, that I came to while I was listening to a different podcast on LRN about something that Molyneux says or advocates.
Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain
Radio. Stefan Molyneux from Free Domain Radio. And I guess the problem I have with it, before I get into that, what the saying is that you can't cheat an honest man. And I have two examples that I just come off the top of my head. For employment, I think he cited the that movie Office Space with remember the guy who kept wanting Jennifer Aniston to wear flair to attract customers or whatnot. I think his argument there was, well, you kind of have to be a bad employee, because if you were a good employee, you would recognize that you have a bad boss who thinks that, you know, forcing his employees to wear stickers is going to bring in more business or create a better environment or something to that effect. And Molyneux also did a video on how to get hired. That might have some more examples in it, but I'm kind of blanking on that. He really advocates it more with the personal relationships, you know, like
I do wonder about this. I had no intention of getting married in my life. I just didn't see any particular reason to do that. And I met a really great woman who in many ways matched me, matched my strengths and weaknesses in a way that was, worked for me. And so I decided to give the marriage thing a shot. 10 years later, okay, we're still managing to plug along, for better or for worse. I do wonder about people who are in relationships. Like, you hear about these horrible breakups. I know just about every woman with whom I've broken up on Facebook. You know, we're friends or whatever. And, you know, they don't want to see me dead. They may have been more or less happy when with me after we broke up. But, you know, at this point, it's fine. So I kind of wonder to myself, these terrible breakups with these people that do these horrible things, didn't you see this coming?
Yeah, I mean, I will. I don't like the phrase "you can't cheat an honest man," because honest men do get cheated. But of course, if you're involved in all sorts of terrible dysfunctional things, you're going to have terrible dysfunctional relationships, and terrible dysfunctional things are going to happen to you. And you know, I've got a lot of dysfunction in my life. I had a woman over my house not so long ago, and I said, "Look, your life is a cesspool of dysfunction." And she's like, "How do you know that?" And I was like, "Because you're here," you know. And she thought that was rather funny, but. You know, honest people do get cheated. They get screwed over, and obviously they get taken advantage of, but it doesn't tend to work out for very long, because when they realize they're being treated badly, they'll usually walk away, I would think.
Yeah, the podcast that gave me the idea actually discussed this a little bit, and the points were mentioned that you know, if you're desperate, you know, that could be one possibility, or if you're just naive, if you just, you know, don't know a lot about the world. I mean, The thing is that those two things are temporary conditions, is the thing. So if you're repeatedly being cheated over and over in the course of some 15-year-long relationship, then the saying does seem to ring true. But just getting back to what Mark said, that kind of reminded me of the that governor candidate here in Texas, Wendy Davis. I seem to remember there was something about she married this rich lawyer guy. He put her way through school, and then she, as soon as he was done paying her loan, she dumped him and the kids and decided to go do her political career or whatnot.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And I remember thinking the same. Yeah, I remember thinking the same thing. Like on some level, you know, you're this rich lawyer who's married this young girl from a trailer park. On some level, you know, who's very beautiful. On some level, it seems like you have to realize what's going on here, right? That she's with you because you're paying her school loans or whatnot. But you don't get that impression. They always act shocked. They always act surprised. Like, you know, how could this happen to me? Kind of a thing. And that's what Molyneux is sort of. I noticed he really drives home a lot. Like in his book, he talks about how you're supposed to be honest all the time. And if you're honest, it's like a force field or something that like clears away the scammers and the grifters from trying to take advantage of you, so to speak.
I think it would probably go further than just being honest. I've over the last many years, I've been entirely too honest, and that doesn't work out for me very frequently. But I would say that
malice, you know, in your heart.
Trying to work out, you know, certain troubles in your life will then, you know, sort of dysfunctional people recognize dysfunction and hurt people, right? They seek these things out. So if you are involved with, you know, a really damaged woman, it's probably because, you know, you found that attractive in some way. I like what he's been going into with the whole, you know, RK reproductive strategies and, you know, sort of how that works. I have this terrible habit of picking these ridiculously damaged women because I have a pretty good bet that they'll sleep with me, right? And
it's a bad bet.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a good bet that they'll sleep with me, but it's a losing investment in the long run because it goes horribly bad because I try to turn a woman into a housewife who ain't fit to be one, and I have really terrible outcomes as a result.
Well, maybe you can get some pointers if you watch Streetcar Named Desire. He seems to love that movie a lot. So
check that one out.
Thanks for the call, Nathan. Appreciate it.
Okay.
855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Tom calling in from Hudson. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there's these stories going around on the news. One of them in North Carolina, another one, a bunch of people in Minnesota who have been busted for trying to go over to Asia to join the Islamic State. And there's some issues about entrapment going on here. But, you know, some of these people might qualify for America's dumbest criminals. Like, check this out, okay? I mean, they got a bone to pick with the United States government because of its history of unjust wars in the Middle East and stuff. So they're going to go to war with the United States. All right? Now,
okay.
Check this out.
Hold on just a second, Tom.
Dump them.
Yep. Hold on, I want to hear this.
All right.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453 here on Free Talk Live. Find out what the world's dumbest criminals trying to go over the Middle East are. Free Talk Live.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
855-450-FREE. Do your online shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. That extra click to get to Amazon or Walmart or Newegg, that extra click really makes a difference for us. It, you know, we get a little spiff off of your purchase, and you get the same prices and the same great service you normally get. So it's shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Tom calling in from Hudson, New Hampshire. Tom, you were saying that there was some people trying to go over to fight for ISIS and that they did it in a very silly manner. Is that right?
Well, what they're trying to do is not, I mean, they could qualify for America's dumbest criminals. See, first, they do have a bone to pick with the federal government. I mean, the war in Iraq, let's face it, was so Vice President Cheney's friends at Halliburton could make money off the oil, and a million Iraqis were killed. And well, the Islamic State calls it a war against Muslims. It was actually a war for oil, but hey, it's still a million people got killed. So they're going to fight back against the United States. They're going to leave their own firearms at home and go to an airport that's crawling with local cops, Customs and Border Protection agents on lunch break, and they're going to go through a security checkpoint staffed with TSA federal child molesters and then go get on a plane and go to Asia to fight against the United States by going out and killing innocent Yazidis and Shiites. They're not wrapped too tight.
Agreed. That doesn't sound very smart.
They don't sound wrapped very tight at all.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Let's go to Richard. I'm not sure where Richard's calling in from, but I know he's calling on Skype. Richard, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you.
What's on your mind?
I'm from New Hampshire. I'm in New Jersey right now, but I was calling because I was curious as to how the people that Chris had to respond to, how did they react when they saw you shaking the hand of the cop and getting your gun back and leaving?
Let's reference this real quick. Christopher Cantwell was on the streets of Keene, New Hampshire here just a couple of days ago. And
Saturday night.
Yeah, there was a, 3 o'clock in the morning. There's some shirtless people screaming their heads off. It sounds like some women are in danger. You begin filming. You're heading towards the noise. Turns out, what a surprise. It's basically a domestic dispute, and not only do the men not want you filming, but the women don't want you filming either. You're like, basically, I'm just trying to make sure nobody's getting hurt. You're sort of backing away. They charge at you like a bunch of nuts, you attempt to run away. At some point or another, you finally, get tired of running because you know they're going to catch you. Turn around, pull the gun on the guy, and say, I am not going to have a fist fight with you, stupid. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, I'm not getting a fist fight with you, stupid. I got a gun on my hip, and then there's a lot of things I can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
And then the police show up, and the police were very courteous and professional with me. And in any case, to answer your question, I was completely uninterested in what they were doing as soon as they ceased to be a threat to my safety. I was completely concerned with the police because I was certain I was about to die when the police got there. And then once the police made me sure that I wasn't going to die, then I was certain that I was going to be taken into custody. And then I was like, wow, I have my gun and my cell phone and I'm free to go. So I was completely uninterested in the drunk idiots who I had. I don't know if they were drunk. They were crazy. And, alcohol 3 a.m. stands to reason, right?
Yeah. If you're not wearing your shirt off and you're on Main Street, you're on Main Street, you're streaming your head off next to people's homes. Okay. Alcohol, probably a factor.
Yeah. So I really don't have any idea what their reaction to me shaking the hands of police officers were. I don't know the answer to the question. Sorry.
Oh, okay. No, I was just curious because it from what I could hear in the video, I mean, that girl freaked out when she saw the gun.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Saying, I mean, so it sounds like at least she learned something. And I'm just kind of hoping that maybe this in the future makes them rethink going out and violently assaulting people.
I hope it makes them think twice, too. But these guys don't look like fast learners to me, unfortunately.
In this town, the activists have a bad name, whether they deserve it or not. In many cases, the activists are equated with people who choose to film, period. Really not film, record, video record. And so I think that the activists are, in many cases, thank you for the call, Richard. Do appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
I got a little background noise there. The activists are equated with pacifists. People are going to do nothing.
Right.
So you'll often find that those that support the ideas of using violence support them most firmly against people who claim to be pacifists.
Yeah.
Whatever you think about the pacifist philosophy, many times people who advocate for the ideas of using violence will advocate for them most strongly against pacifists. So what you'll see is the stupid drunk thugs with the worst thinkers of society saying, I'll fix them by pounding some sense into them. And, they've attempted to do this on multiple occasions. This appears to be the first time they've run up on somebody who had a gun. Many free staters are big advocates of guns, but most of them don't do activism. Most of the gun advocates don't particularly do activism.
Right. You've got in me, you've got the gun rights advocate and the activist in one. And so, I'm going to find myself in dangerous situations sometimes dealing with crazy, stupid people. But if they attack me, I will stop them one way or the other.
Yeah, you have every right to defend yourself. Most people, if they're critiquing you, they're critiquing you getting involved at all. But
Somebody, you know, look, ladies and gentlemen who say this about me, and it's mostly people who would have hated me no matter what I did.
It seems like it.
But, you know, the thing is, somebody's got to do these things, right? I really think that we need to live in a society that does not tolerate victimization, whether it's from police or anybody else. And one good way to do that is to pull out the camera. And if you don't like the camera and you want to use violence against the cameraman, I'd come with a gun, too.
Very good. Let's go to Jeremy calling in from, looks like, Saratoga. Jeremy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi. So I was just sitting on my couch, and I got this random text from a random individual. It turns out it's a Democratic Albany County legislator, and she's trying to reach the sheriff. And I was hoping you guys could help me interpret what this text sounds like.
So a Democratic what is trying to reach the sheriff?
Albany County is a county.
In New York. And what is she?
She's a legislator.
Legislator. Current or running for the office?
Current.
Okay. What's the text say?
All right. Text says.
How do you know it's a legislator? But just out of curiosity, I don't want a text from just sort of random individual. If they're.
But she said her name, and she signed the text message.
And you Googled
it. She also. Yeah, and then I Googled it, and I found her Facebook, and then it actually matched the phone number that was posted on the government website. So,
all right, lay it on me. If this is news, I'll take it.
So, starts off, Craig, would you mind terribly sending me the photos you took of me at the labor breakfast? I would greatly appreciate it. Best, Allie. P.S. I feel like I always ask you for stuff and not vice versa. Whatever I can do for you, for example, in my last election, I won all districts in Menand's most heavily concentrated Democratic area and colony. If you want to walk or have me pay for a local piece, you got it. Not that you need it. For both you and Danny, I should say. And that's all I got so far.
I guess it sounds like a little backstretching going on, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's... I'm not certain that I've got. I'm not certain that I'm hearing any technically impropriety here, though, right? Like if she's going to offer to donate something or to stump for him, you know, these things will happen, right?
Yeah, I guess it makes some sense.
Yeah, right.
But it's it must be very interesting to get a text like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should call her up or reply with a picture.
I'm thinking of how to proceed.
I'd just love to see how it goes. Thanks for the call, Jeremy. Yep. Okay. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Final segment coming up, 855-450-3733.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You
pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
Please check out our amplifier program over at amp.freetalklive.com. What it is, well, people who believe in the ideas of liberty, who help us to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, into more ears through podcast and a variety of ways. If you believe in the ideas of liberty and you believe that Free Talk Live is a good purveyor of them, the AMP program is for you. amp.freetalklive.com. Cantwell. Something I really would rather not talk about, but I gotta, you know, it's out there, and it's a big deal in the Liberty community today, what I've come to call Boobgate.
Yeah, Boobgate. I got caught up in an incident that apparently somebody leaked some revealing photos of an activist that goes by the name of Josie Wales.
Now, this was a roommate of yours for a period of time.
Right. She was a roommate of mine. She was a tenant of mine, really. I was renting a room to her in a house that I had a lease on. And, you know, sort of some people have assumed that I had a sexual relationship with her because she was living in my house, right? And that was not the case at all.
It does happen, right? Men and women in the same house sometimes.
Yeah. A lot of people assumed it. You know, I've stated repeatedly that I never had any, you know, sexual relationship with her at all. I did become infatuated with her while she was in the house. She was a terrible distraction to me, and it was kind of a mess.
She's an attractive woman.
Yeah, and so, you know, but I'm really glad that I didn't get involved with her, frankly. I don't have a high opinion of the woman today. And so she did eventually leave. She went back to Philadelphia, and now some revealing photos of her chest have been released onto the internet. And somehow people started assuming that I was involved in that in some way, that I had apparently leaked nude photos of Josie Wales. I did not do this, and there is absolutely no reason to believe that I did. There's not a single post by my name. I have a high-profile libertarian blog, and I am a traffic whore. If I wanted to leak photos of somebody, I put it on page one, and I get paid for it. It's fundamentally ridiculous to think that I'm sneaking around putting putting, you know, racy photos out there. I have received the photo, okay? I got it during the show last night. I didn't even mention it to you and Ian. I just closed the message and did nothing with it. And you know what? I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, people are out there looking for it. I don't recommend that you do. Josie looks like a really attractive girl when she's got that magic bra stuffing those things up against her tiny little neck. But when she's laid out on the mattress and they're falling off the side like a half-full bag of dirty laundry, it's not appealing at all.
I got to say that Josie's an attractive woman, and you know, having seen these pictures, I disagree with your assessment. However, that's your assessment, and you can have it. I think that it's colored by your dissatisfaction with your time as her, as your roommate.
I know. You know what? I left her alone when she left the house. That woman has been attacking me over and over and over again. And when the other guy that she did sleep with leaked the picture, she put my name in it just to crap on my name. That's the only reason that my name got inserted to it. And, of course, it happens so that people can start calling me a misogynist, you know, 2 days after I've been labeled a white knight social justice warrior for coming to the defense of women on Main Street in Keene. And this is it's the most ridiculous thing that I go through in this world, is one day I'm a woman-hating misogynist, and the next day I'm a white knight social justice warrior, because, you know, I think, you know, coming to the defense of women when, you know, they're actually being harmed is a good thing, but, you know, maybe we shouldn't be relieving them of all the responsibility for everything they do in society.
So a lot of people have said, you know, like the other side of this appears to be, if you don't want your picture leaked, don't take the picture.
I think that's really good advice.
I think it's good advice as a sort of protection. But I can say that I don't think this picture should have been leaked. I just don't.
I wouldn't be surprised if she put it out there herself just to draw attention to her name again. Ever since she stopped making videos with Larkin Rose, nobody cares what she's doing.
Well, it does seem like she has a very active Facebook page, I can say that much. But it does seem like it looked like a selfie from what I was seeing of the picture. I don't know. Have you ever gotten pictures like this in the past of other people?
Yeah, I got pictures of Cassandra Fairbanks not too long ago, too, and I did nothing with them either. And I hate that woman. She's a race pimp psychopath, and I don't want anything to do with her. I'd love to go give her a hard time, but leaking, just putting dirty photos of girls on the internet is not what I do.
Yeah, so, I mean, apparently you are, as your website says, an a-hole, but not that kind of a-hole.
Yeah, I'm not even saying that my a-hole-ishness doesn't rise to that level. I'm just saying I'm a different type, right? And that's not what I do. You know, I've done some, you know, movement gossip stuff on my website, but I've never leaked personal information about people or revealing photos or anything like that, and I've never said anything about anybody that wasn't true. So all you people who want to go out there and try to demonize me for something that I did not do, that you have no evidence that I did, go screw yourselves, your evil, lying FCC
people. You know, I gotta say that this is, it's gotta feel bad to have your picture leaked like this. You know, this probably, I don't believe that this is something that she did on her own. I believe that this was, it looks like an ex-boyfriend leaked it, who has been on this show before, and that it might have gotten leaked further from there. And it's sad. As I understand, he's made an apology for it. Other people in the other parties have not made apologies in it. But I can imagine this upsets her. However, I just don't.
She's loving it. I don't care if she's, even if she wasn't involved in it, she's loving it. There's no question in my mind. That girl, just anything for the attention, I swear.
Well, I don't know.
When I put my status update about the gun incident, I said, hey, I had to pull my gun out on somebody. Keene PD has cleared me. I'm okay. I'm home. I'm safe. This woman, within 20 minutes, comes out and says, oh, well, he's probably cutting up the video to make himself look like the good guy and coordinate with his cronies. Without any information whatsoever, this woman just slanders me on Facebook without a second's thought about it. And I can't believe just the veracity, and I never did anything to her. She's a lying scumbag.
Well, why do you think it is that she's so upset with you? I mean, you know,
I think it's factional. She's running around with Cassandra and these other leftists, stirring up race riots in all these places.
Well, there you go.
Screaming about rape culture and the patriarchy like a bunch of lunatics.
I think that the best advice is, you know, don't take the picture if you don't want it leaked. But
especially if you're a public figure. Look, I sent out a couple of genitalia photos when I was like just on dating sites and I was a nobody. Then I ran for Congress and I was like, maybe I shouldn't do this anymore.
Well, hopefully those don't get shared.
You know, or at least you go get yourself a Snapchat or something like that. Why am I got, you know, you're sending dirty pictures of yourself through things that are being like stored through third party mediums. You're a lunatic. I have no sympathy for these people. And yeah, maybe it's a breach of trust if you give it to somebody that you trust and then they go give it to somebody else. There's a breach of trust there, no question about it. But I have no sympathy for them whatsoever. All this revenge porn, you know, I'm gonna stop the blah, 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 blah. No, I'm sorry. Ladies, if you don't want people to see your boobs, then stop taking pictures of them and putting them on the internet, because the internet's kind of a big place and things have a habit of getting around.
I have had pictures like this that we're talking about, and I will admit to having shown them to people that perhaps the person who took the picture wouldn't have liked to have seen it. I haven't done the send it around thing, but I've done the show it thing, and it's tacky. There's no doubt about it, but I don't think that once you give it out, you really, you know, the responsibility. It's difficult, right? When you say, this is a secret, and then, but I'm going to tell you. Well, then you tell somebody a secret. Shouldn't they be able to tell it to somebody, too? You got to tell it to one person. Shouldn't they get to tell it to one person, too? Especially if there's no sort of contract in place.
Well, right. You know, and this is the thing. I mean,
it's implicit,
she's,
I would say, the contract.
You know, she's angry with me because she slept with some guy while she was over at the house, and then everybody found out about it. And she blames me for this because she told me about it. And then she's, and I'm like, do you think that maybe the guy that just slept with might have bragged to all his friends that he had sex with the big-breasted girl, you know, who lived with the guy who was screwing his wife, was the situation. And this whole thing became this big mess, and she's all angry with me, and I'm like, you know, I'm not going out and spewing your business to everybody, but if everybody already knows about it, then, you know, maybe you look at somebody else who might have known about it.
Well, sounds like your business is all over the place now.
Yeah, it sure is. Go ahead, screw around, lady.
I don't even know what to say about it. You know, I feel bad for everybody involved. It seems like if activists are going to disagree with each other, they should disagree based on principle, not on stories that go one way or the other, or the rumors and all that stuff. But I guess that's how people are when people get together.
Yeah, that's what happens. You know, you get enough people with enough strong opinions together and personalities get to clashing.
There you go. Now you all know about Boobgate. Yeah, by the way, I think I deserve credit for that one. I came up with it uniquely if no one else came up with this thing.
Hashtag Boobgate on Twitter.
Hashtag Boobgate or hashtag Boobgate 2015. There you go. It's been Mark with you.
And Cantwell.
FreeTalkLive.com.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dog. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
It's been tonight with
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.